And now, a different twist on the audition process. This week, a group of pianists from the New England Conservatory traveled from Boston to the Steinway & Sons factory in Queens, New York. Their mission? To try and buy a new concert grand piano for the conservatory's performance space, Jordan Hall. WBUR's Andrea Shea went along and listened as the five musicians rigorously tested five instruments.
I'm just trying various things out, you know.
Veronica Jochum is the first pianist to arrive at the Steinway factory in Astoria, Queens, and she's gleeful to have the five shiny black concert grands all to herself. She's playing what, from here on in, will be referred to as Piano Number One.
I need a piano which is warmer.
Jochum explains what she means.
Warm is somehow Brahmsian singing, but still not piercing color. And some of those, this one for instance, which is a little uneven, has sharpnesses. And singing is one thing, and piercing is another.
She quickly moves to Piano Number Two.
This sings more already.
But Gabriel Chodas, the next pianist to enter the audition room, hones right in on Jochum's reject, Piano Number One.
This has the aura of a real Steinway.
Chodas jumps from piano to piano like a kid in a candy shop, tasting each one's flavor and personality. Adjectives such as tubby, extroverted, nasty, and sweet pass between the two musicians to distinguish the five instruments. And while they're having a blast, they honor the fact that this shopping trip is serious business for the NEC. Chodas says it's time to replace the current pianos at Jordan Hall.
They're not like violins. They don't, for the most part, improve with age. More like cars than like violins. So it's very important for us to have the best possible piano in that wonderful hall.
I think every major venue and most music schools go through this periodically.
Or at least they should, says Bruce Brubaker, chair of the NEC's piano department, especially at a high-profile venue such as Jordan Hall, which hosts great musicians from all over the world. Brubaker is next in line to test the Steinways, and he's got criteria.
Which piano has the most possibility? Which piano has the most beautiful sound material? And also be malleable enough to be used by all the many pianists who play it and in all the different kinds of music that they play on it. Oh my. Wow.
Brubaker admits they're running a risk on this day because musicians from the NEC's jazz and improvisational departments are not represented. But he says the classically trained pianists who are on site have very strong opinions and diverse sensibilities. That said, what happens if a consensus can't be reached?
I guess in the end, if we really can't agree, maybe that's a sign that we shouldn't buy one. I'm not sure.
Work in the way you want it.
But number four seems to be the one that most of us sort of like, even if it's not our
first
favorite.
I think number four is easier to play.
The debate heats up as the three pianists wait for the rest of their colleagues to arrive. Piano number four has entered the race. Number three and number five are out of the running. Then they get word that acclaimed soloist Russell Sherman missed his plane from Boston and is stuck in traffic.
Oh, okay. So you're just on 95.
John Von Rohr, a consulting technician, peers under the hood of piano number two. Then the group decides to move piano number one into the center of the room where the acoustics are better.
Okay.
The tension rises, which isn't surprising, considering the Steinway's eye-popping price tag, $118,000. Sally Kovaleski, National Director for Institutional Sales at Steinway & Sons, says it's justified.
It takes almost a full year to build a Steinway. Each instrument is handcrafted We have close to 400 craftspeople in the factory building these instruments.
This sale is important, says Kovaleski, because the NEC and Jordan Hall are renowned, and she's thrilled to have so many world-famous pianists in the Steinway factory at one time.
So to find one piano that will satisfy every one of them is always the final test.
But it's actually not the final test. That happens in the hall where the piano will ultimately reside, and it isn't always pretty.
It's a bit of a crapshoot in that sense because you don't know quite how the piano is going to sound in a different environment.
Victor Rosenbaum arrives just as the three other pianists are honing in on Steinway No. 1. It seems he's the voice of dissent, but also willing to relent.
Yes, I do have some misgivings because I feel the one that seems now to be favored was a bit brassy for my taste. And my reservation is also based on the fact that pianos tend to get more that way over time as they're played.
Finally, Russell Sherman and his wife, pianist Hwa Kyung-byun, show up after hours on the highway and still with a sense of humor.
Good afternoon. Time for a cocktail.
Their decision will seal the fate of one of the pianos in this room. Sherman did not want to be recorded as he assessed the selection. After 20 minutes, he and his wife confer with Bruce Brubaker.
My feeling about it is just the sound of one note. You know, there's a...
That's
pretty good. This is pretty good, you know? I mean, and I find it better than... Mm-hmm. I mean, all these pianos... It's nice, it's not
there's,
the same, no, right?
I mean,
it's
not...
And 5 hours after the first pianist arrived here, an instrument is chosen. Piano No. 1. Brubaker is pleased and relieved.
Boston's getting a much better piano is what
that's
the way I look at it. We've just done Boston a huge service.
Yes, we have.
I believe.
And they'll get to do it again in a few months. The NEC raised enough money to buy 2 Steinways this year, but the pianists won't be going back to New York. Instead, they'll fly to the factory in Hamburg, Germany, in search of a different voice for Jordan Hall. For WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
Piano to me, this one.
So, that's it.
Would you mind doing that to lit up over
here? No, who wouldn't mind?
Flapping lids all day.
Just the same excerpt, please.
That's the thing. They really are.
Wait, this
one. You want me to do them this one now, Bruce?
Yeah, I sort of would if you would.
Okay, sure.